I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Remain. Remain in me. Jesus says it over and over again in John 15. But what does that actually mean? It can sound abstract, like something spiritual people do that the rest of us haven't figured out yet. But later in the same conversation, Jesus makes it practical. He says, "Let my words remain in you." Not just read them. Let them live in you. Let them shape how you think, how you respond, how you see yourself. He says, "Remain in my love. Stay aware of it. Keep receiving it. Don't drift into performing for it." And he says, "Keep my commands." And then he tells us what that means. Love each other as I have loved you. For Jesus, obedience and love were never separate. One flowed from the other. Remaining is not a spiritual technique or formula you need to memorize and master. It's relational engagement. You show up, you listen, you respond, you stay. Some days that looks like sitting in scripture and letting a verse settle into you. Some days it looks like a conversation with God in the carpool line. Some days it looks like simply choosing to believe what he said about you when everything else is loud. You're already connected to the vine. You don't have to strive to attach yourself. You just have to stay. And as you do, something happens. Fruit comes. Not because you forced it, because you're drawing from the one who produces it. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These aren't things you have to manufacture on your own. They're the natural overflow of a life connected to Jesus.